Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello and welcome everyone to Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. Welcome again. As I said, it is Game Corner, and we are Puckle, stands for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, the name that our leader Thatch came up with back in 2007. And today, as we always have with Game Corner, we have a variety of Pokemon trivia games for you, and we have four wonderful contestants to help us out. First, joining us here, he is a big bird Pokemon fan, as you might guess from his name, as well as a Harry Potter fan. We have Bird Keeper Cobra. Say hello.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, is there any particular reason you like bird Pokemon, or is it just...
Yeah, I think it kind of started back in Gen 1. I really liked Zapdos, and I just tried out like an all-bird team, which was a lot harder to do in Gen 1. But it pretty much was just all three legendary birds and then flying normal. It wasn't great.
So in other words, you might say that you made some stops at Peter Pidgeon's Pidgeot Emporium?
Yeah, something like that.
Pidgeot Pidgeot's Pidgeot Emporium!
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. And his opponent for the day, literally joining us in like the last 5 minutes. Thank you for helping us out here. We have Claude9.
Howdy.
Claude, thank you so much for joining us again. I'm glad that you're able to make a return to Game Corner.
I need my revenge.
Well, I'm not sure if you'll be able to get direct revenge, but you might be able to make it forward. We'll see. But always glad to have you on. Joining these gentlemen today, we have two of our co-hosts who have started a bit of a rivalry in regards to the trivia section on the main show, so it's very fitting for them to join us today. First, we have Birdkeeper Cobra's partner. We have Scrawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm here to win and sin.
And his opponent. Now, if this is the first you've been hearing about this rivalry, it's been happening on the moderator's chat. Anyways, his opponent and his rival is Sublime.
Hey, y'all. I don't get ready because I stay ready.
All right. With that, folks, I think we have a wonderful game set up for you today. Let's go ahead and get right into the first game.
And now, we're contractually obligated to play Flip Hikers.
Alright, Puckalonians, as you just heard, we are playing Cliff Hiker. Each member of each team will be given a Pokemon and a move or evolution, and they need to guess at what level that happens. For each number they are off, their Hiker Pokemon for their team takes a step up the mountain. For each step their Pokemon takes, they lose 100 points from the 5,000 point total. Each team will also be given a National Dex question that they will work together on. If their Pokemon takes 50 steps, it loses all of the team's points. If it takes more than 50 steps, it falls off the mountain to its doom. Or some people have made art about the Geodude actually hang gliding off the mountain, in case you don't want to imagine it dying. So there's the alternate option.
They're sturdy. They won't die from it.
it doesn't necessarily die. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like, it's a Geodude.
It's
like
a rock.
They fall off mountains all the time. If you ever play Pokemon Ranger, you can remember like golems literally falling from the sky.
So we're going to start out with Birdkeeper Cobra and Scrawn. Now, two important things. First, what is your team name?
Oh, BK Cobra came up with it. What was it?
Wasn't it Flabebe Baby Baby O?
Oh, that was one of my ideas. Flabebe Baby Baby O. Yeah, let's go with that. Awesome.
That was my favorite.
All right. So that is your official name. I might just refer to you as Team Flabebe.
No, it's Team Flabebe Baby Baby O.
Yeah, you have to say the whole thing every time or it doesn't work.
And the follow-up question, what is your hiker Pokemon for this game?
Let's do something fairy. How about like just Jigglypuff? That way it gently floats down.
Sure, why not? I will let it go. It may not be a hiker Pokemon, but I will take it. So let's go ahead and start off with you guys, and then we'll ask the same questions of Sublime and Cloud9. But anyways, let's go ahead and start out with, Bird Keeper Cobra, you are a bird keeper, and as we've established, you enjoy bird-type Pokemon, although that's not really a type except in Gen 1. Anyway, so the question I want to ask you is, at what level does Staravia evolve into Staraptor?
Staravia into Staraptor.
But can I help him with this?
You cannot.
Okay, good luck.
Oh, man. What level does it have? I should really know this because Staraptor is one of my favorites because he's one of the only like competitively viable ones. Oh, man. Let me see here. I was thinking about Starly into Staravia, so that's definitely not it. Let me think about this here. I'm pretty sure Starly into Staravia is 18, so it's probably higher than that.
Most likely.
I want to say 26.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say 26.
All right, your Jigglypuff starts making its way down the mountain, swinging its arms and legs, doing a little maybe floats along the way, and ends up taking a total of 8 steps.
Oh, man.
It evolves because it's in the 30s.
34, yeah.
Wow, yeah, okay.
All right, so your Jigglypuff is 8 steps down the path. Let's see who is going to be maybe going on a walk with the Jigglypuff. So, Claude9 and Sublime, what is your team name? I know last time you guys chose Team San Antonio because that's where you both hail from. Do you want to keep that name or do you want to choose something else?
Well, we discussed it and we thought we could do Team San Antonio again, but we actually decided that we're going to be Team Floette because we're the next level.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my God. You're going down.
And then what hiker Pokemon are you guys choosing?
How about Floette? It can just float down also.
All right, Claude9, for you, now, since you joined us last minute, you may or may not be prepared for these questions as well as you could be, but I have full confidence in you. This one is about Houndour and when it evolves into Houndoom. What level does Houndour?
I know that one.
And that's and this is for Claude9.
Okay, let's see. When did I evolve it for PDL? I want to say it's like 28.
Is that your guess?
That is my guess.
All right, your Floette. I'm not sure if does it have legs? I don't know. I don't have an image in front of me, but however a Floette moves, it kind of goes on down the trail, and it takes 4 steps. It takes 4 steps because it evolves.
Doesn't it evolve at 24?
It does evolve at 24, yep.
I know that because I have one in PTU.
All right, so good. Let's move it back on to Team Fla Baby 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 O.
Yeah.
Yep.
Strawn, let's see how well you know this one. And for the host, I choose these a little bit more randomly. I'm looking at Vikavolt here. And I want to know, Strawn, at what level do you think Vikavolt learns Bug Buzz?
Oh, jeez, man. So, first of all, I need to know what level Vikavolt even becomes a Vikavolt. Grubbin, Charjabug. What level was that? It was Charjabug. It turns into Charjabug at, like, 20. So, I'd say it probably turns into Vikavolt at, like, 30 or 40. So, Bug Buzz should be... I want to say, like... I've never actually used a Vikavolt, so I don't know. But I'm going to say 36...
All right, 36, your Jigglypuff starts hopping on down the trail, and it only takes 5 steps. It actually learns it at 31.
Okay, cool.
So puts your Jigglypuff 13 steps down the path. Now, as a quick comment, from Chargebug to Vikavolt, it doesn't evolve at a particular level, per se. As long as you have a Chargebug that levels up in a magnetic field, it will evolve at that point. So you could have a probably like level 21 Vikavolt if you really wanted.
That was a big problem with a lot of people who wanted to use it in their main party in Sun and Moon originally.
I did
like that. Snag. I remember Snag using that.
I did, yes. It took quite a while to make it worthwhile, but it was fine. It worked out. All right, so back over to Team Floette. Sublime, I know you're a big fan of Gen 5. Now, that's not the reason that I chose this Pokemon, but I felt like this was a good one to run with. I'm wondering, at what level does Scrafty learn Crunch?
I'm gonna know everyone's answers but my own. Just watch.
Good.
Yeah. I'm going to say level 40.
Level 40, okay. Your Floette hops down the mountain two more steps.
All right, that's not bad.
Because it learns at a level 38.
Boo.
We did it.
Crunch, by the way, one of the reasons I chose that is the strongest dark-type attack, the strongest physical dark-type attack that Scrafty can learn by level up. In fact, it might be the strongest dark-type attack it can learn. There might be another one that matches.
Technically Payback.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah, if it gets hit first, yeah.
And then similarly, Bug Buzz. I think Bug Buzz is Bug Buzz is the best special bug attack that Vikavolt can learn. So,
I think it's also just like the strongest special bug attack.
Oh, so you see Sublime as evil, and you see me as an annoying pest.
I mean, if that's what you want to read into it, I guess.
That's exactly how I'm reading into it, Snag. You ain't getting off scot-free from this.
All right. All right, so let's move back to Team Flo. Baby, 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 oh.
That's
so,
never going to get work
together on this one.
Yes, you guys get to work together on this one. This is the National Dex question. This one can move your Pokemon a lot depending on how far off you are. So this one here, I want to know, what is the National Dex number of Dewgong?
Oh, Lord.
Well, it's in the first 150.
Yeah.
That gives us a nice margin to work with. Okay, so you don't even see Seal until you get to the Seafoam Islands, which is past it's right around the 7th gym. So it's probably further along than you might think. So probably around number 100. But let's see. We probably have all the Safari Zone Pokemon in there beforehand, but also probably right after them. Do you know any of the Safari Zone dex numbers?
Not offhand. Oh, like man. Kangaskhan, I'm so bad with Chansey. Dex numbers.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. It's really a thinking game. Okay, let's see. Okay, we can count down from like the last 145. Then we cut off the stuff that we can only find. The Tangela should be around the same area, actually, I think. Maybe the fossils as well.
Yeah.
So I'd probably say like, this is probably a bit rough, but I'd say 125 would be my guess. It's probably somewhere around there. It might even be in the first part of there, but catch me off if you're...
I was thinking 120s. I feel like Arrow is around 130.
Arrow?
Yeah, Aerodactyl.
So let's do like 120. Let's just do 120 or like, yeah, 120.
Yeah, that works.
All right. Right, you guys want to go with 120?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Let me check this out here really quickly.
Oh no, he's doing math. We fucked up. I'm sorry. You're going to have to edit that out, sorry.
That's okay. I can drop a Jigglypuff sound in there. That'll be okay.
You need to replace it with the Pelipper noise.
All right, so...
Or just the team name again.
Your Jigglypuff decided that going 13 steps isn't nearly enough. It's going for a bit of a hike, if you will. It's marching on down the path. It's going there. It starts to see the edge of the cliff. And it does end up stopping short. Dugong's dex entry number is 87.
Ooh.
87. Just a handful of steps, I think, after Dodrio, I think. Anyway. Okay. So, 87. So, it took 33 steps this turn, making the total 46.
Well, we still have points in the positive, so.
We do have points in the positive, yes. Now, maybe this will be a little bit more, a little bit trickier for your opponents. I try to make these ones very comparable, so maybe your opponents will have a similarly difficult time. Back to Team Floette, a Pokemon that your mascot would have no issue dealing with. I want to know, what is the national dex number of Gabite?
Oof. You get them the 150, and you have us, I just have to guess the gen for, like, numbers.
Okay, to be fair, you should be able to narrow down to at least the range of the Pokemon are. That's something that I would expect from you, Sublime.
Yeah, okay, well, actually, I do know when it caps out, because Snivy, the best Pokemon ever, is number 495, and that's Victini is 494, so the highest Gen 4 is 493.
And you have all the legends and all of the, like, extra evolutions from the first gen that come before it.
Right, which I would subtract, what, like, maybe 20 or so?
I'm trying to think. No idea.
Gen 4 had a lot of legendaries, needlessly.
But I feel like you could get, like, Gabite early on, though.
You could.
The end.
You could. Although, I don't know that that affects... Because there's the Sinnoh Dex, and then there's the National Dex.
Oh, that's entirely different. Oh my god.
So I don't know if that would affect where they placed it. I feel like if we guess around 460...
Yeah, I think 460 might be around there.
That's not too far in either direction.
Yeah,
because Gen 4 didn't have as many new Pokemon.
No, and it cuts off all the extra stuff and still gives us some leeway into the Gen 4 stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. 460.
460 is your guess. Okay, so your Floette also deciding that it hasn't quite worked out enough.
Gotten enough steps in? Oh dear.
Yep, not enough steps in. Gotta hit that. Gotta close, close those rings.
It's a very suicidal Floette.
It's gonna float off the mountain and it's gonna be beautiful.
It's actually not. It's actually, it's only gone six steps so far. So taking another 16 isn't really that big of a deal for it.
Oh, dang, that's not bad. What? All right.
Gabite is 444.
Oh, wow.
444, yeah.
Well done, us.
So that means that it takes a total of 22 steps, earning you a decent chunk of points here. So with this, Team Flabebe, Bebe, oh, you have earned 400 points. And then Team Floette, you are at 2,800 points.
It feels correct.
So nicely done. But I will say, folks, don't get discouraged yet. Don't be upset because we have a couple games.
Oh, I know how this works. I know how this works, Snag. The last round is the one that counts.
Yeah, everything else doesn't even matter.
No. So, if you will part the kimono a little bit here. The way I do this game is I usually leave the most swingy game to the very end. So it's not that it's the last one that counts, but it is your best opportunity to try to make a
super
point
swingy.
If you play well.
Super swingy. All
right. Yeah. So it's the one I'm going to screw
like Jeopardy.
With that, we are going to go to a commercial break and come back at you after the break. We will catch you on the flip-flop.
Hey, are you looking to get the most out of your energy drinks? Well, then you should drink Green Tauros. It's the only energy drink, and it's the proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast. Green Tauros contains such ingredients as caffeine, taurine, B-group vitamins, sucrose and glucose, and Mount Coronet spring water. But don't take my word about how delicious it is. Listen to what Lieutenant Surge has to say.
It's delicious!
That's right, everybody. Lieutenant Surge gets charged up on Green Tauros before every battle. Green Tauros, it's the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Ah, my hands are hooves!
Proud sponsor of the Puckle Podcast.
Do you have long commutes to work or school and no reliable way to pass the time? Are you tired of listening to boring podcasts about obscure topics and only at a moderate volume? Then maybe you should try Loudred Audiobooks. Our resident Loudred will loudly read a wide selection of open source classics to you, including The Old Man and the Cedra of Merrill and Machamp, and even Lord of the Cutie Flies. For the low price of $5 Pokemon a month, you can even access more recent bestsellers such as 50 Shades of Spoink and The Girl with the Dragonite Tattoo. Loudred Audiobooks. Books read loud!
And now, let's play Where in the World is Looper?
Welcome back from the break, Puckalonians. I hope you had a good time listening to our sponsors there. We are back to play Where in the World is Looker? Here are the rules. International Policeman Looker is on the tail of the worst villains of the Pokemon world, and you need to help to track them down. You will be given the evil team that Looker is trying to track down, a map, and a list of locations. You can ask yes or no questions until you've determined where the evil team is hiding. You must ask the location's name as one of your questions. There is no penalty for guessing incorrectly. And each team location is worth up to 2,000 points. Each question you ask reduces that point total by 100 points. Do you folks have any questions about the rules?
Nah.
Nope.
All right, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start out with Team Floette, Sublime, and Claude9. So, I have given you the map that you need. The team you're tracking down is Galactic, which means what region are you in, guys?
Sinnoh.
Well, maybe their corporate interests have expanded further across the sea, so it's really unclear.
With that... Team Galactic Outlet.
All right, so gentlemen, go ahead and start asking your questions to find these guys and gals.
All right, let's start with a simple one then. Is he at a city or town?
Yes.
Well, that narrows it down.
Cool.
Okay. Is he in a city?
Yes.
All right, so no towns.
All right, there are only 5 cities.
No, there's more than 5. Anything red is a city, I think.
No, some of those are towns, I thought.
One of them is the Pokemon League, but the rest are all cities.
Oh! Yes.
So I think there's 9 cities.
All right, do you encounter this city in accordance, if going through normal gameplay, before you acquire the third badge? Let me do this then. Is it Jubilife, Orberg, Eterna, Heartholm, or Veilstone City?
I assume those are the ones that you'd encounter prior to obtaining your third badge?
Yes.
No, it is not one of those.
Alright, narrowed that down.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so you said Jubilife, Orberg, Eterna, Heartholm, and what else?
Veilstone.
Okay, so that leaves us with Sunny Shore,
Canaclave, and Snowpoint, I believe.
Snowpoint and
the Great Marsh.
You meet Crasher Wake in. Is that a city? Well, at that point, we could probably just shoot them down one by one.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Is Looker in Sunny Shore City?
No.
It's Pastoria City. It's the one with the marsh.
Darn, found out.
Okay. Is it Pastoria City?
Yes, it is.
Yay!
Nicely done. In 5 questions, you were able to get it, earning you 1,600 points.
Woo!
Well done.
Very nice.
But you shall be done in.
See, what people don't know is I played a lot of Sinnoh. Like, a lot of Sinnoh.
I'm sorry.
For no, some reason, it's great.
Back in Gen 4, it was great.
Yeah. It's a good All right. game.
Let's switch it back to Team Flabebe, Bebe, Bebe, O.
All right, what region we in, man?
And you guys are hunting down what I'm calling Classic Rocket.
All right.
The Mafia. Pokemon Mafia. Gotcha.
So with that, Birdkeeper Cobra, go ahead and ask the first question to hunt down where Team Classic Rocket is.
Wait, are we allowed to collaborate on these questions?
I mean, you can. I'd say, like, to start off, just kind of, I'd like it to be a little bit more individualized, but as you get, start to narrow it down, discussion is okay.
Okay. I'm thinking, are we in a location with a gym, or is Team Rocket in a location with a gym?
Yes.
Excellent.
First okay.
One. That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So that narrows out all of the Sevi Islands. That narrows down that we are, in fact, in a city.
Could we do a physical special split based on the...
We could.
Gym leader? Would that help?
It could. Here, I've got a question that also narrows it down 50-50, so let's just do that. Is the city that Team Rocket is in, is it connected or part of Saffron City on an axis? Is it on an... You know what I'm asking?
I understand what you're asking, yes. The answer to that is no.
Okay. So, okay. You can
There's not a gatehouse to the city through Saffron.
Okay. And that question included Saffron as well because of the way I phrased it.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so it's not Saffron. It's not Celadon. It's not... What is this city here?
We got Viridian. No, it's
not Cerulean. Not Vermillion. Yeah. So that knocks out four. So that leaves...
Fuchsia, Canalave, Pewter, and Viridian City.
Canalave?
Is there a Canalave in Kanto?
Cinnabar.
Cinnabar, okay.
Cinnabar.
So it leaves Fuchsia. You said Fuchsia, Cinnabar...
Pewter, and Viridian.
Pewter and Viridian. Okay. So is Team Rocket... in a location that you encounter before you get to Mount Moon?
No.
Okay, so that narrows out Viridian and Pewter City. So it's either Fuchsia or Cinnabar, so we can do a 50-50 split here.
Yeah.
I'll let you choose. It's really up to you.
I'm, for whatever reason... leaning towards Cinnabar, I think.
That's our submission snag.
Cinnabar is incorrect.
All right.
Fuchsia City, then.
Fuchsia City is correct. In five questions, you've earned it. Also matching your opponents for 1,600 points. Very well thought through. You and that gym question is a really good one to get the ball rolling on. That was really nicely done. All right, so moving back to Team Floette, you guys are on the tail of, or Looker, you're helping Looker find new Rocket. So I think you guys can deduce what region you are searching. Go ahead, gentlemen.
All right, Johto.
So it's Slime, if you want to, since Cloud9 started the questioning last time, you can go and start it now.
All right, is Team Rocket in a location that has a gym?
No.
Okay, that emulates a lot of things. Right on.
All right, is Team Rocket located either in a cave or at a place of water?
I would say the best answer to that is no.
That can leave, like, Mount Mordor. You have the, like, Ilex Forest.
Yeah, there's the forest, the park. The ruins,
Safari Zone, Battle Frontier.
Yeah, ugh, gross.
Ice Path, technically.
I thought of Ice Path as a cave.
Oh yeah, that could be a cave. I was going off of the name.
Is Team Rocket in a forested or really grassy area?
I'd say yes for that.
Okay, so that's what, National Park, Ilex Forest.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All right, let's go for it. Is he in National Park?
He is, yes.
All right.
Wow.
Questions. Very good, guys. Wow, that's impressive.
The map really helps.
All right, so going back to Team Flopebe, Bebe, oh. I'm going to say it that way every single time.
Yep. I like it. It's better that way. Best.
All right, so Team Flopebe, Bebe, oh, you are on the trail of Team Skull. So with that... have at it. Skron, you can go ahead and ask the first question if you'd like.
Very well, very well. Well, so we don't have gyms in Alola.
No.
And that makes things different.
Yeah, and asking if the island has a trial wouldn't help us much.
Nah, it would not. It would not indeed. Very well. Well, let me go ahead and help you out. Is this island... Okay, this is going to seem a bit odd, perhaps. Does this island have... okay, so the way I'm going to phrase this question is very specific. Does this island, not including towns or villages, but does this island have two locations in it, at least, that could be that are considered cities?
I feel like there was a simpler way to ask that question.
Probably, but you know, I'm not about that life.
Why ask if it's the second or third island when you could ask what he asked?
You know, I'm trying to spice things up. I don't take the easy way out.
Okay, I got it here. Okay, so you are asking if it has two cities or less?
You know what? Let's just go ahead and ask what I was trying to rephrase. Is it the second or the third island? Is it Akala or Ula Ula Island?
Yes, it is on one of those two places.
Okay. There you go. Okay, you asked the next question.
Hey, I'm always, right. Hey, to be fair, I'm always up for creativity when asking these. I'm not always, you know, I want it to be a little bit more interesting than just, is it this or that? So
yeah,
I appreciate the way that you asked that question.
Let's see. I'm just trying to think about this. So it's on the second or third island.
We should at least narrow down which island it is with this question.
All right, that'll work. Is it... Trying to think how I can narrow it down further, but also tell us which island it would be on.
Yes, I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Is it the island with Mount Lanakila on it?
Yes.
All right. Okay, that's Ula Ula then. So that's the biggest island, much to our good fortune. Okay, so... Okay, we've got two distinct areas here. The question I would ask is, what is that area at the base of the mountain?
What is that called? Are you talking about the place that I call the trailer park?
The trailer park? Yeah, the trailer park. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure Snag will understand. Is this a location you can reach before reaching the trailer park at the base of Lanakila?
No.
Okay, is this an area adjacent to an area where you can surf?
How do you define adjacent?
On a route that's next to surfable water, or has surfable water.
So is it an area where you can use surf? Is that what you mean?
No, they're asking if it's next to a place where you can use surf.
Yeah, like, in Sun and Moon, there are significantly fewer places with water due to the way that, like, it would, you know, fill up a screen.
Isn't it funny how the island, like, region has less places to surf than Hoenn?
Doesn't technically the island region you can't use surf?
But mankind surfing.
I mean, Lapras is a surfer.
Yeah.
I would say I'm gonna give you as good of a question as I can to this. I would say, game wise, like if you were saying what route come to this, no, it is not surfable. But if you look at the map, it is.
Okay.
A complicated answer for a complicated question.
Wonderful. So this is probably a specific route.
Well, for some reason, I'm leaning towards the Megamart and the seashore there because that's right by water. But I can't remember if you can actually surf anywhere there.
Yes, you can.
You can, okay.
Yeah, wait a minute. But he might be referring to inside the Megamart. Here, let's just ask this question so we can get these out of the way. Is it the Thrifty Megamart or Poe Town?
No.
Okay, so that's now we don't have to think about those. Yeah.
What's the...
I don't know Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon either, because I haven't finished it.
I'm trying to think of the...
I don't think Ula Ula Island is a whole lot different between the two games, though. I could be wrong about that, though.
I don't remember any major differences.
Should we ask
if I'm wondering about the Aether House, because you're kind of on a route that you can surf from. I know if you go, I think if you go, like, west from the Aether House, don't you hit a Mantine Beach?
Yeah, you do. It's on a surfable route, I believe. But I don't know Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon again. I know the original Sun and Moon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's no Mantine surfing in Sun and Moon, is there?
We should consider Mount Lamaquila as well. We haven't up until now.
Yeah, that's true. And then there's that icy cave right before it, right?
Oh, that would be part of Mount Lamaquila. And it's not Po Town. It could be the ruins of the Sun / Moon, but I think Snag would try to avoid putting that into a question because it's unclear based on game version. So it could be the Oricorio route. It could be Mount Lamaquila.
Yeah. And it could be. Is there a way we can split it up between before and after the Aether House? Would that be helpful at all?
Well, there's a big surfable area down there.
That's right. I keep forgetting about the surfable area. So, if that's the question, then we know it's not Mount Lamaquila because you can't surf anywhere from the mountain, as far as I know.
That's true.
So
I guess we can.
You can't surf from the meadow either. I really am leaning towards Aether House for whatever reason. That's like sticking in my mind. But
okay, yeah.
All I'm gonna say, guys, is just remember the way that I responded to the question about surfing.
Based on the map, you would think that you can,
but you actually can't. Is that right?
Yeah, and looking at the map, it has the Shrine of the Sun/Moon in an area of water.
Do you want me to just ask if it's that, or should we narrow it down more?
Well, we should be able to narrow it down by asking if it's the shrine first, but it's really up to you. I'll let you.
All right, well, is it the Shrine of the Sun and Moon?
No.
Let's ask, is it Aether House?
No. So let's go ahead and just do a quick recap here. We determined that it is on Ula Ula Island. You guys asked a question about reaching it after, like, the trailer park area. You reach this after the trailer park area.
Yeah.
It's not Aether House. It's not the Altar of Sun or Moon. And this is probably the key question here. You asked, is it adjacent to a route in which you can surf? And I said, mechanically within the game, the answer is no. But visually looking on the map, the answer is yes.
Oh, it could be that trailer park village, couldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it could.
Mm.
That I don't know the name of. I feel like if I could
Tapu Village.
Tapu Village, is that it? Okay.
Is it?
Yeah, so it is Tapu Village is the name of it, so...
Is that adjacent to a route that you can surf, you know?
Well, I think if you go straight south from there, you end up on the beach where the Mega Mart is.
That would be an area where you can surf, so that's out.
Yeah. Well, the question is it an adjacent to an area where you can surf? So wouldn't that be adjacent to an area where you can surf?
The way he gave it back was route you can surf, so I don't think it's included.
Okay. I mean, I guess it could technically be, it could be Ula Ula Beach, couldn't it?
Can you surf there? Oh, I mean...
You can Mantine surf there.
Sure. Okay. Oh, I see what he's done. It is an area where you can surf, but it's adjacent to areas where you can't surf. I don't even know anymore. But
I'm blanking on that.
Should we just ask Oricorio Fields? I just kind of want to move on.
Yeah, I mean, is it Ula Ula Meadow?
Nope.
That would be a bad place for a team to hide.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could ask if it's Tapu Village too. I'm running out of locations that
Tapu Village. Is it Tapu Village?
No.
Okay. What are even other places?
Yeah, I'm kind of like I'm looking through the list, and I have unless it says Ula Ula before it, I mean, I guess we didn't ask about the beach. We didn't actually ask if it was Ula Ula Beach. We talked about it, but
and just as a follow up, Sublime also verified that you cannot surf at this place.
Can you actually surf at the Mantine Surf locations? Because I've never actually tried that. I always just go straight into the Mantine Surf.
I don't even know because I haven't played Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, so.
I want to say you can, so that's probably not that. Isn't there like another little trailer that you come across? I don't know that that's a named location, though. Where Zygarde is? Or was?
Yeah, there's the Zygarde Research Lab.
Yeah.
I don't know what to ask because I don't know the voices.
You said we can't surf, right?
You cannot.
Yeah, so I guess it could be Mount Lanakila now.
All right, Mount Lanakila.
There it is.
Ah, gosh. Okay.
So the part where I had issue with that is if you are so you cannot surf there. You can only get there by the routes to the Mount Lanakila are land based. But if you're looking at the map, it is right up next to the where you surf to get to the Aether House. It is adjacent to that route.
Okay, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking literally like how you would have to get through the game. So the moment you said that our question, it was not, was adjacent to a route where you can surf, I was thinking Tapu Village as like a barrier to anything else. So that discounted it in my mind, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah, I hear you. So it's it was a tough one. Again, I did not intend to make it that difficult. You guys earned 1,100 points this round, and you know what, guys? I forgot to do prizing for the first round. That's okay. We can talk about prizing right now. For winning the first round, Team Floette, you guys win. Not that it really matters. You guys win a year's supply of Corsicola. It won't make your gums bleed.
All right.
And then we'll also get you guys set up with a year subscription to Loud Read Audiobooks. Books read loud.
Books read loud.
All yes, right. Wonderful. So the official
score. No more geography, please.
For the last round there, it actually wasn't all that far apart. Team Flabebe, Bebe, Bebe, oh, you earned 2,700 points, while Team Floette earned 3,300 points. Making our total, moving into the last round, it is a bit of a gap, but we're going to do our best to see if we can help help you guys bridge it. Team Floette, Sublime, and Cloud9, you guys have 6,100 points, and Team Flabebe, Bebe, oh, you have 3,100 points. But we'll see how it goes in the last round, or anything can happen. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. Explore the region of Ore.
Or anywhere else.
Visit the diverse landscape.
Guys, it's literally just a desert.
Find a variety of wild Pokemon.
Oh, I think there is one! No, it's just sand.
Really, that's about it.
Really? That I had like three more quips ready to fire.
No, it's just sand and no Pokemon.
Please don't go here.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey everyone, it's Dr. Ogno. I want you to know that there are several ways you can improve your Puckle experience. First, you can go to PucklePodcast.com to listen to classic Puckle episodes, check out a variety of articles from our writers, and join our Discord server where you can interact with other Puckleonians. You can keep up to date on the latest Puckle news by following us on social media, including Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, or Tumblr. Also, check us out on Twitch, where you can watch Thatch do viewer battles and Jashiro play the TCG. You might even be able to join in on the fun. And make sure to rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to us. It helps other people find Puckle and grow our community. Finally, if you're able, we have a Patreon where you can help support Puckle financially. All proceeds go back into the community, and you can get some awesome gifts for your donations. Thanks for listening, and catch you on the flip-flop.
And now it's time to play Pokemon Password.
Welcome back from our last commercial break, Puckalonians, and thank you for rejoining us. We are going to play Pokemon Password as our last game. Here are the rules. There is a secret password that only one member of each team knows. Starting with the first team, the player who knows the password will give a one-word hint to their partner to try and guess. If the player is unsuccessful in their guess, the other team has a chance to give a one-word clue to try to guess. This continues until the password is given. You cannot give clues that rhyme or contain parts of the word. The sooner the password is given, the more points can be earned, up to 1,500 points per password. So, folks, while there is a 3,000-point gap in the scoring, that can be easily made up just by the steal of one question. So, with that, the first question is for our hosts. Round one is for our hosts to give clues to our contestants. And we will start out with Sublime. Sublime, you can give the first hint for the first question.
Got it. All right. 25.
Gosh. Berries?
No. Back to Scrawn now.
Oh boy.
So we're both trying to guess the same word?
Yes.
Correct.
Yep, it's the same word. All right. The 25 is also a hint to you.
Okay, that's what I thought. Just want to make sure.
Okay. So there are a lot of things I could say here that would definitely give it away.
Well, pick one of them so your partner can figure it out.
No, it's not enough just for one hint for my partner, because their question was so vague, and I don't think BK caught on to it quite yet, which is okay. I'm going to say 30.
Okay.
25 and 30.
Okay.
Well, it's not like there's a lot of numbers in Pokemon, right? So this should be pretty easy.
Sorry. It should make sense eventually.
All right.
Well, hang on. BK gets a guess.
Okay. 25 and 30. I don't know. Hidden power?
No. Back fine. To Sublime.
Okay. Sorry.
All right. I'm really counting on you getting it this time, Cloud9, because I don't want them to get it the next one.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I think we can get it. I know you can do it. All right. Gluttony.
Gluttony?
So we have 25, 30, and gluttony.
Is it citrus berry?
Yes!
Oh,
damn it.
So the 30 was the 30% it restores, 25.
It doesn't restore 30%, it restores 25.
Once he said gluttony, I was thinking the berries, and it made sense that 25 could mean, I don't know, I was thinking of the 25% berries. But
I thought the 50% one, then I'm like, but it was 30 was the other one. So I went down to citrus.
All right, so let's go ahead and keep the game rolling. Team Float, you earned 1,300 points for that. Let's go ahead and switch over to contestants. You guys are going to be giving the hints for round two. And let's go ahead and start out with Birdkeeper Cobra.
Okay, so this is a fine line. Being obvious enough for my partner, but not giving it away to the other team.
That's always the challenge.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful?
All right, let's see. Soda.
Okay. All right. And it can't have the name of the item in it?
That is correct.
Right. Soda. You know what? I'm going to say lemonade.
No. Claude9?
Can I add a word onto his word?
You can just add a... You can just say a word.
All right. I'm going to trust you on this. Top.
Ah.
I'm trying to think of the name of the place. I'm thinking of a place. Because the answers can be more than one... what about vending machine?
No.
All right, go ahead and give it to me, BK. I think I know what it is already.
Okay. Scrawn, IV.
Yeah, it's bottle cap.
For 1,300 points. Yes, you get bottle cap. Nice job.
Yeah.
All right. Moving back to the hosts for round three. Go ahead, gentlemen. Starting out with Scrawn.
Okay. lemonade.
Oh, no. Oh, man. What I want to say, is it vending machine?
No.
No.
Oh, man.
All right. Over to Sublime.
Soda.
Fresh water?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
dang it.
No,
I was trying to figure out if you were trying to get me to say what they said before, or if it was just the one we hadn't mentioned yet.
No, that's fine.
All right, so bopping back to the contestants. So then, Claude9, you get to go ahead and start this one. Go ahead and start round four, sir.
Holla.
Hala? Like the person?
He can't tell you anything.
Yeah, else. Okay.
I think that is about right, but...
No, he's talking about yelling at people.
Hala! Melee?
No. BK Cobra.
Oh, man. Skron, I feel like you might get this, but I don't...
Trust in me!
All right, Skron. Bracelet.
Okay. Okay. Bracelet, yeah. It's, Oh, God. It's the... I'm gonna... Is it, since Hala gives it to you, and you... It's, he says bracelet. I'm gonna say Z-ring.
Yes, it is a Z-ring.
Yeah.
Hala wait. Yeah, Hala gives it to you because he refines it from whatever stone Tapu Koko gave you, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, for 1,400 points, nice job. You got that one. You guys are matching each other blow for blow. We're even up for this round.
All right, we just need to get a plus one on them in the war.
All right, yeah. So going back to the host for round five, Sublime, go ahead and start this off.
Easy.
That is your hint, I assume?
Yeah, the hint is easy.
All right.
Trainer school?
No, back to Skron.
Oh, no. How do I ask? Ugh. Oh, this should be able to tell you. I'm going to have to trust in you.
Okay. That might be a bad decision.
Yeah, it's... Just keep their hint in mind when you're thinking about it.
Okay.
Optional.
Oh, man. Easy and optional. Is it... Mantine surfing?
That's a good answer.
It is all not right. Mantine surfing.
Okay.
Back to Sublime.
Okay, I think you can get it this turn if you keep in mind Skron's hint and my hint and my next hint that's going to kind of guide you towards this.
Okay.
Magikarp.
I have a guess, but I don't. It's kind of a wild one, but it's not my turn, so no, I should shut up.
Cloud9, did you hear that? The hint was after easy, optional, it is Magikarp.
Yeah, that tells me so much. Only thing I can think of is, like, the key system?
Nope. Back to Skron.
Oh, boy. I don't understand that Magikarp hint at all, but whatever.
No.
Maybe you do, though, so keep it in mind.
I don't know. I'm thinking of a specific item. But might not be an item. I don't know.
Keep me in mind when you're answering this. President Stone. Wait, no. Wait.
That's
two words.
I'll forfeit for now, but so that'll be your hint.
President Stone.
It's a proper noun.
I got it.
So the
easy optional Magikarp President Stone. I don't know. I'm just gonna have to guess because I don't know. I was thinking Old Rod.
No. Back to Sublime.
All right, Cloud9. You said you think you got it.
I think I got it.
Okay. Awesome. Then I guess it doesn't really matter what clue I give, does it?
Make it as obvious as possible.
I'm going to make it utterly meaningless. Party.
What was it?
Party.
Is it the EXP share?
Yes! Good job. You're killing it, Claude.
1,100 points. Yes, it is EXP share. Yes.
So what I was going for is that since third gen is like my thing, I was hoping you could use the guy who gave it to you in there.
Yeah, I'm terrible with NPC names, so I had no idea who President Stone was.
It's okay.
Yeah, once you said that, I'm like, oh, that's it.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, I figured it was an item, but...
Let's keep on rolling here. Bird Keeper Cobra, round six is to you.
Okay. Trying to think how to phrase this in one word. I'm going to say Hoenn as my hint.
Okay. So, clearly, you're trusting in me here to say something. So, Hoenn, we haven't had any people show up. I'm going to say the defining figure of Hoenn, Professor Birch.
No. Over to Claude 9.
Okay.
Search.
DexNav.
There it is.
Dang it.
There we go.
DexNav? What is a DexNav? There's no way I could have gotten that.
Yeah, I was trying to be vague. I didn't know if they would...
Is this the Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire thing?
It is, yes.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, then it really wouldn't have been helpful.
All right, so Team Floyd, you earned 1,400 points with that. Let's keep it rolling. Scrawn, go ahead and give the hint for round number 7.
Yeah. okay. It's so easy. So I'm going to test that whatever I say, it doesn't even matter, though. Okay, let's just do Puckle.
Great ball.
Yeah!
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 Wow, that was great.
Michael was going to be logo after that.
Yeah, I know it was. I could have said blue when you could have said pokey.
That's great. Fantastic. Okay, for 1,500 points, you got with that one. All right.
Nice job.
Claude 9, go ahead and start off round 8 for us.
The last question is quadruple points, right?
All right. Your clue is Flareon.
Firestone?
Yeah, that's a fantastic clue.
There we go.
That's a great clue. All right.
Yeah.
Earning you 1,500 points with the one shot. Say for this round, it's 6,700 for Team Floette and 4,200 for Team Flobebe.
This show is not good for my complexion. It's too stressful.
Anyways, with that, folks, I will give a hearty congratulations to Team Floette for winning this round of Puckle Game Corner. As you're for winning this game, you take all the prizes home today, and you get to take a trip to the Faerim region, which, for those of you unfamiliar, is the region for Pokken Tournament, where you get to go and watch typeless battles. You get to sync with your Pokemon, hang out on the beach, and just watch this Bloodsport get broadcast across the region. So enjoy your time in the Faerim region.
Congratulations to our opponents.
And I see you can tell how excited they are. All right, so with that, thank you very much for joining us for this. Birdkeeper Cobra, thank you so much for joining us. I know you had some trepidations about doing this, but did you at least have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, I'd love to have you... words are hard. I would love to have you again on this show if you'd like to join us at some point in the future. So thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, yes, certainly.
Sweet.
Claude 9, I do want to give you a sincere thank you for joining us. Again, folks, I literally sent him a message on Discord saying, hey, we need someone on Game Corner, and he jumped in. And so I really, really appreciate it.
I happened to wake up just in time.
Well, it was a little bit late, but it worked out all right. but thank you very much, and congratulations. You are invited to our Tournament of Champions once it comes up later. So,
Linian, I'm coming for you.
All right. Scrawn, thank you so much for joining us as well. It's always good to have you on.
No problem. I was happy to.
And Sublime, congratulations for coming out on top of Sublime today. Or sorry, Scrawn today, coming out on top of Scrawn today. You both earned just 1 point for the trivia challenge, but I suppose you at least have these bragging rights, don't you?
Yes.
One v one me, bro.
2 out of 3, bro.
Right.
Hey, hey, you know what, folks? If we run into a pinch, I might do another host versus host challenge and have you guys on. That might be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. With that, folks, just to give you a quick rundown here, you probably heard this a little bit earlier, but you know, we are Puckle. We have several podcasts. We have the main show, we have the TCG cast, and we have Battlecast. So make sure you check out all of those things. Thatch, Jushiro, and sometimes Scrawn, they stream on Twitch. The TCG and viewer battles, and Scrawn does whatever he wants. You were shooting at Zubats last time, is that right?
We were playing Left 4 Dead 2 with the Zubat mod, so all of the zombies were Zubats. It was remarkable.
Awesome. It was fantastic.
As always, folks, check us out on our Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. We apparently tumble. If you have a little bit of money and you like what we do and you want to support us, you can donate on our Patreon. Link is in the description. And outside of that, I don't have any other comments. I am Professor Snag, and thank you very much for joining us. And as always, make sure you have your dittos spayed and good night, everybody.
Take care.
We're all winners for playing.
No, don't be reckless. Get it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Good one.
So for, so let me get this straight. For both of your teams, Hiker Pokemon. both teams chose fairy types. Wonderful.
Well, that's tricky. Because well, the third badge is different in Platinum than it is in Diamond and Pearl.
It's also tricky because nobody's played the Sinnoh region.
For good reason.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 possibilities. Because of gyms.
Yep.
Yep. Wait a second.
That was some easy math, yeah.
I can count! Counting is fun!
But we'll see how it goes in the last round where anything can happen. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Well, this has been a great game. I've got to go. Sorry.
I've lost this lead before with Sublime, and I'll do it again.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.